We're here with Pat Donnellan, who is CEO of AEP Networks. Pat, nice to see you.
Good morning. Thank you for your time.
Listen, obviously we're at the show covering what's happening in security right now. Can you tell us from your point of view what the major trends are that you're seeing this year as opposed to last?
Major trends this year is on value, on compliance, and on delivering customer care. So it is in some respects a manifestation of the maturing nature of this sector. Mm-hmm. New innovation in the area of policy enforcement, for example. I mean, we're seeing that. We think that's probably a year to 18 months away in terms of the real world.
Right.
So what we're seeing in terms of our customers are asking us for value propositions, self-financing within a 12-month cycle, enabling better customer care and better traction with their customers,
right.
And solutions orientation that is less point product and less niche, but more, can you deliver for me to meet my urgent business needs and enable me to recover my business? I mean, it is very, very much a trend of less on the theory of technology, mm-hmm. and more on the practicality of the products.
Yeah, I think we're seeing some of the same things. How is AEP Networks attempting to approach those issues?
We have put together in the last 4 months a series of offerings of solutions that are intended to address the trends that I've indicated to you. So, for example, in the government space, we've put together a DNSSEC offering. Mm-hmm. Which is a combination of our hardware security module, FIPS Level 4 product, the only one on the planet, with a couple of CA open source providers to offer this solution in a cost competitive mode to enable that compliance requirement to be met in a realistic, cost-effective way.
Right.
That's an example. Another example would be how we have grouped our communication technology products, our VADOS products recently acquired, with our IPsec confidential standard government products to offer to governments, to police forces, to embassies, to where high security and sensitive data is critical, a solution that again is cost effective, easy to deploy, and centrally managed. So centrally managed obviously implies cost savings, less traveling out to all these locations where you have a breach of security. In our situation, you can kill and stun and reboot remotely. Again, we're emphasizing the ease of customer care, the ease of management, mm-hmm. The cost effectiveness, and the delivery of a solution as if we were in the good times.
Right, right. Well, listen, give us a sense of how AEP is really differentiated from other folks in the marketplace. I mean, there are other people sort of in the same industry or in the same product set. What makes AEP different?
Well, what makes us different, I think, is that we view ourselves as a boutique.
Mm-hmm.
We're not, all size fits all. We are specialists, and to express that very forcefully, we have evolved our products. So our SSL VPN offering, which is very much deployed as a FIPS-enabled product in government and banks today. We have developed that to a virtual software version of that. So again, recognizing that trend, which is a positive trend where procurement is occurring in that
right.
space. And we are now offering, and we're uniquely offering, a virtualized version of that remote access on a site license, enterprise license basis. So that would be an example of how we are responding and positioning. I've mentioned to you our combination of communication and encryption.
Mm-hmm.
So again, recognizing the reality of encryption being we'll do with what we have until further notice. We want to put together solutions for online banking, for example,
mm-hmm.
For senior executives in police forces, for example, for first responder communities, for example. So we're doing in a European context, we're doing a lot of work on the London Olympics, which is involving very much a government-driven initiative in Europe, to provide to that customer set, which is government, and to some degree finance solutions. So that's the kind of boutique approach we're taking. Our genesis is in chip technology, our genesis is in accreditation, so we aim to have highest performing in terms of transactions per second or throughput, line speed and beyond throughput, with central management and with a menu of accreditations that fit the different geographies. And they're different from the US to Europe, and we're now entering into the Middle East market. So that's the approach we're taking.
That's great. Well, you've mentioned a number of things. Is there anything in particular that you're emphasizing at this show?
We're emphasizing the virtualization offering of our SSL VPN suite, because that is fun. That is different, and it is on the back of obviously a trend in that space. We're emphasizing the connectivity of the different strands of products that we have, from PKI to hardware security modules to IPsec, so that we're making this an understandable offering that is relevant to the government and financial sector space, rather than, you know, confuse them with science. We're delivering here are real value-add solutions that probably meet your funding requirements in terms of yield and return, which is an increasing trend we're also seeing at this show.
Right. Well, you know that right now we focus with or in the financial market and the government market. Do you have any particular advice for folks in those industries dealing with current issues?
Well, our approach is very much a business practical approach. The tendency has been to view encryption and to view network security as almost a pain, something you have to have, but could you avoid it? And that becomes almost an increasing trend when you get challenged from a cost standpoint. So now we're looking at our approach is, here are our methods that can enhance your business. Here are methods of deployment that can enhance your customer care while meeting the fundamental compliance requirements. So we're linking the business parameters, the yield parameters, with the requirements of you must enforce digital signing, you must have a DNSSEC solution, you must enable your banking, high net worth individuals, or the general community and credit unions, for example. They need access to their data. Mm-hmm. Retirees in Alaska need access to their medical records, and we need to enable that in a way that is practical. And I think if you look at a positive of this show, I think it's acknowledging that practicality and value add and customer care is what's driving this industry, acknowledging that we're in a maturing phase.
I think you're right. Pat, thank you for your time, and have a great show.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Nate.